For WFIU Arts News, I'm David Wood. At the beginning of January, the city of Bloomington officially recognized a longtime patron of the arts who just stepped down from the city's Arts Commission. WFIU's Yael Cassander was at the ceremony and brings us this report.
On a Wednesday evening in early January, the Bloomington City Hall atrium is filled with a far larger crowd than usually anticipates the city council meeting. And rather than political rivals, the crowd is full of old friends.
I can't believe that you're here.
We haven't seen each other in what? I don't
know, 20 years is possible. I mean, I've lived.
Hi, how are you?
I have to go down and see Patty.
Congratulations, sweetie.
It's a wonderful night.
Arts administrator and aficionado Paul Stern.
Makes me proud of the city. It makes me proud to be a resident of the city when people like Patty are honored this way.
On behalf of the Arts Commission and the City of Bloomington, it's our pleasure to be able to host this reception in our sincere gratitude to Patty for her 18 years of service to the Arts Commission.
Maya Michelson is the Assistant Economic Director for the Arts for the city.
Someone earlier this evening said, well, this is quite a spread. And I said, well, Patty Pizzo is quite a person.
Those assembled to witness this official recognition of Bloomington's Doyen of the Arts have long been aware that Patty Pizzo is quite a person.
Oh, well, we moved here in 1964 and the Pizzos were some of the people we met early on.
Charlotte Zietlow has been active in Monroe County politics and nonprofit organizations for more than four decades.
Both Patty and Tony, in their ways, made Bloomington palatable because it didn't used to be the way it is now. We found out that Patty and Tony Pizzo are here and they're doing wonderful things and we can stay here. It's okay.
Whereas Patricia Patty Pizzo and her husband Anthony Pizzo.
So begins the city's official proclamation.
Moved to Bloomington in 1951, and Patty enrolled in Indiana University, receiving a bachelor's degree in fine art and a master's degree in library science. And whereas Patty saw the need for a fine arts bookshop and established the Friends of Art Bookshop in the Henry Radford Hope School of Fine Arts. Today, the Friends of Art Bookshop is renowned for its comprehensive art book inventory and the annual scholarships it grants to fine arts students. And whereas Patty has enthusiastically served arts and cultural organizations as varied as the Friends of Art, the IU Theater Circle, the Society of the Friends of Music, the Lilly Library, the IU Art Museum, the Monroe County History Center, the Wiley House, the Farmer House Museum, and the Bloomington Area Arts Council. And whereas, during her tenure with the Bloomington Area Arts Council, Patty actively worked to restore and open the John Walden Arts Center, as well as the Buskirk Chumley Theater. Both projects have helped enhance Bloomington's reputation as an arts destination and strengthen the Bloomington Arts and Entertainment District, BEAD. And whereas, since 1995, Patty has served on the City of Bloomington Arts Commission and has played an active role in commissioning significant works of public art, overseeing the documentation of work in the city's public art collection, supported funding for arts, and shepherded the creation of the popular Monroe County Postcard Series. These programs have impacted the lives of hundreds of artists and arts organizations and countless thousands of Bloomington area residents for 18 years, and in the process have made our community a better place to live. And whereas, Patty was awarded the Arts Advocate Arts Leadership Award by the Bloomington Area Arts Council in 2005. And whereas Patty continues to be an active and engaged member of our community, supporting many other environmental, social service, and community causes and organizations, we are truly honored she and her husband have chosen to make Bloomington their home for 62 years. Therefore, I, Mark Kruzan, Mayor of the City of Bloomington, do hereby proclaim January 9th, 2013 as Patty Pizzo Day in the City of Bloomington.
Patty takes the news in stride, even managing to get in one of her famous zingers. I wish you would have told me this morning.
So I could start celebrating that.
Well, you've got till midnight.
City officials aren't the only ones on the receiving end of Patty's sardonic sense of humor this evening.
Is all of you, I'm overwhelmed that you're here, but don't think this gets you off coming to my funeral.
The adoring crowd includes a number of Pizzo's family members, including her husband Tony, physician, city councilman, and state legislator, and her oldest son Angelo, the screenwriter and producer best known for the films Rudy and Hoosiers.
My mother put me into plays and ballets and musicals when I was a kid. She was a stage mom. Yes, she was indeed.
The man who's been credited with making the greatest sports film of all time had an early, if unlikely, education in his craft, thanks to mom.
She took me to some movies that most 6 and 7 and 8 year olds don't know where to go to, and that was Ingmar Bergman and Luis Buñuel films. And I had many nightmares based on The Seventh Seal. He's a great director, but the sign of death kept on visiting me every night after that.
Patty Pizzo's intrepid appetite for art has not diminished over the decades.
Patty is someone I see at every major arts event in this community. She is not just a supporter, she is an avid patron of the arts.
Jillian Kinsey has long been active in local politics and especially women's issues.
She is someone who participates fully in arts, both supporting it and also in promoting it, but also in just being an audience member.
She is our leader, and we're going to carry on.
Arts Commissioner Lynn Schwartzberg.
And hopefully live up to the standard that she set for us.
Never.
For WFIU, I'm Yael Cassander.